Yeah, absolutely. So Strongbow, as you might know, is the number one cider brand in the world. And it's actually also the number one cider in Canada. So Strongbow has roots that really date back to the late 1800s. It was first created in 1887, in fact. And the recipe has always really tried to provide the most refreshing taste experience for our consumers. We actually are really proud of the fact that our original dry variant is quite natural. It's made with an artisanal blend of apples from the UK. It's also gluten-free, and there's actually an apple in every single one of the cans. So Strongbow harvests over 1 billion apples a year in the UK in order to do that. So there's a lot of pride, a lot of history, and it's a really special brand to be a part of.
So everything's brewed in the UK and then shipped out, or is there some brewing in other locations?
No, so everything comes from Stassen, UK. So it's still fully imported, which is kind of different than other global ciders or other global companies. They've really tried to maintain the integrity of the product. And it's actually a lot to do with the apples. So in North America or in Canada, we have quite different apple varietals than they do in Europe and the UK. So they use a special type of bittersweet apples that grow in Europe and in the UK, which just can't be replicated anywhere else. So that original dry formula is that sort of bitter sweetness that you perceive through it. It's really because of those unique apple varietals that only grow there.
And what are the varieties that are available here in Canada and maybe around the world? Are there some unique ones?
Oh, so our variants mean. So we have the original dry, which is our number one SKU. So that's actually the most popular cider in Canada. And that makes up about 80% of our volume. So that just original apple flavor. We also have a sweeter apple varietal, which is gold. So it uses a bit of a sweeter apple for those who like a bit of a sweeter cider. We also have a new SKU called Dark Fruit. And this is really inspired by a tradition, I guess you could say, in the UK of adding black currant to Strongbow, the original dry, to give it a bit more of a berry-like taste. So they've made that into the dark fruit variety. So it's a little bit fruitier, a little bit more sweet in terms of taste, but really coming from those dark fruits. We also have a ginger flavor, which is also delicious. If you like ginger or you like a little bit more of a spice note to your cider, then it's a really great option there too. And in certain provinces, we also have an elderflower, which, if you're familiar with elderflower water, is a really lovely kind of lighter, almost floral taste. And we continue to have that available in Western markets.
Do you know if there's a specific reason for these types of brands being sent to Canada, or is this more of a continuous of all of the plan for Strongbow and rolling out new varieties across the world?
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, all of our varietals come from our global team, but we always ensure that they're tailored to the Canadian market. So there's actually more varieties available than are launched in Canada. But we, as a Canadian team, assess what the current market trends and desires of Canadian consumers are, and then we launch what we think is best for that market. At the same time, we can also send information back to the UK to say, hey, there's a really great trend that's going on in Canada that, we're seeing, and we'd love if you could develop a product for us that meets that need. So it's kind of a conversation almost, because it still continues to be made in the UK. We send our information back there, but we absolutely consider the Canadian palate and preferences when we decide what to bring here.
Have you noticed a large change in the Canadian market in the last couple of years since cider started to boom?
Absolutely. I think it really depends on where you are in the country. Different areas are kind of at different stages of the maturity process. Of course, we've seen, phenomenal growth from the total category. of cider, but also sort of a refinement of the palate of our consumers. So about 50% of the market is still apple varieties, but there's lots of new flavors like our dark fruit or ginger or elderflower, gold, that have entered the market, and also some really great craft products as well that have really been making the category more dynamic and interesting, bringing in really new and interesting flavors. And obviously, as a big brand, continuing to challenge us to, you know, continue to innovate and bring newness to consumers. We know that cider drinkers, you know, like to shop variety and they like the new flavors. And so we've seen that trend of newness and sort of continuous innovation continue through the years. And I would expect to continue into the future as well.
Is there different challenges between the different markets in the country when it comes to the regulations around local brewing, access to content, whether or not it's available in different locations? Is it pretty unified within the country?
Well, no, actually. it is actually quite a bit of a challenge for cider sales in Canada. I think that just because it's a newer category, it doesn't always have its own regulations. So we're sometimes subject to regulations for wine or subject to regulations for other product categories. Actually, the biggest challenges that we have are in Quebec, because there's a law there that states that you cannot sell a cider product that is not produced in the province. And they go as far to say that you need to have Quebec apples to do so. So cider or Strongbow is not available in Quebec solely based on the fact that we are not, you know, permitted by the Quebec government to sell it. So that's quite unfortunate for us. We think that it would be a great success if we were able to launch there. But, you know, obviously being a product that's brewed in the UK, that's probably not something that's likely to happen anytime soon. Obviously, other global brands would have similar issues. It just means that the Quebec market is much different in terms of composition and size, really, than a lot of the other markets. And then we have, you know, certain sort of, not to bore you with the details, but different challenges based on different liquor boards. Ontario, of course, is the most regulated province in the country, which provides its own unique challenges for selling cider. But I would say Quebec is probably the biggest challenge that we face.
And I guess just to sort of finish off, if you had something you would like to see happen with the cider, with Strongbow itself, what might you want to see happen?
I think that the biggest thing for me is that I also manage the RTD and FMB brands at Molson. And I think that there's actually a lot of miscommunication or misinterpretation of what cider is versus other brands or versus other categories. And what's really interesting is that even though cider has grown so much over the past, 3 to 5 years, we actually know that only 1 in 5 Canadians has even tried a cider. So my hope for the category, not only my brands, is that the 80% of Canadians who haven't tried it decide to try it and love it as much as the other 20% do. And that we can continue to build, new and interesting products within that. And also that cider gets recognized over the RTDs and the FMBs as being, the ones that are, truly natural, gluten-free, in our case of Strongbow, lower sugar than a lot of these products. So it is a great product to fit into, an active and healthy lifestyle. A product that really has a lot to offer. I really do hope that we can crack that 80% of people who haven't tried the product but would probably love it.
Did you want to speak a little bit more about the other ciders that you have in your portfolio? I'm assuming you look after the Molson Canadian Cider brand.
Yeah, I mean, Molson Canadian Cider is it's a great product. I think that if you're looking for something with a bit sweeter of a palate, That's a bit more mainstream from a price point standpoint, then MC Cider is an awesome option. We've got some really great flavors, especially in our mixer pack. We just launched a raspberry SKU this year, which is delicious. We also have a pear cider, which is the number two flavor segment in ciders overall. So definitely different flavor offerings and a little bit more of an accessible price point. So if you're looking for something a little bit different, a little bit of a sweeter taste profile, Molson Canadian cider is an awesome choice. And then we also have Wanderroot in our portfolio, which is a small craft brand, which you won't find outside of Ontario. But it's also a lovely product. Really balanced taste. It's not quite as dry as the original dry for Strongbow, but it is on the drier side. And if you have a bit more of a refined palate and like those dry tastes, then I would recommend that as well.
And if people wanted to find more information about Strongbow or some of the other brands that you have, where might they be best to go?
So we have an active website for Strongbow, which is strongbow.com. We also have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, which we're always posting on with new information and what we're up to. But the best place to look, I would say first is the website. We also have some really interesting mixology content there. So if you're interested in cider-based cocktails, so, you know, if you're hosting a party or just the regular cider doesn't do it for you, those cocktails are delicious and a really great way to kind of explore cider in new ways. So I would recommend checking that out.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for including us. I hope that was fruitful for you.